Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the big theme for today through the weekend will be the onshore flow, the onshore winds. And as we saw yesterday, I like the way Rich put it in the morning when we were talking live on 104.5 WOKV, pesky showers. That's a good way to put it. It's not a lot of rain, and some places did not measure any rain at all. Others, the high end was a tenth to maybe two-tenths of an inch in a couple of spots, but not much. But still, it dampened the pavement. It interrupted some activities in some spots, and then the clouds break a bit and the sun tries to shine, and we'll see that again today. So a rainbow alert is in effect on this Friday. How apropos, eh? As temperatures warm up today into the mid-70s, it will be a little bit warmer. Temperatures stuck in the 60s most of the day yesterday. We'll manage to get a few degrees warmer today. And again, the showers are hit and miss all the way into your weekend with rainfall amounts. Just not that much, but enough to interrupt things at times. And it looks like perhaps a little heightened shot at some rain, a little better chance on Sunday, a little upper level disturbance will be moving by to the north and west of Jacksonville. So the showers may pick up a little bit on Sunday, though still looking to be scattered. That means for the Jags game Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, partly cloudy skies, a scattered shower or two. There will be a crosswind out of the east-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and temperatures in the 70s. It'll be pretty mild, really about where we ought to be this time of year. The beaches still continue to have a higher rip current risk, so use some extra care if you're going to go into that 70-degree water. It's threatening to drop into the 60s. That water, the coolest it's been in a long time, but that's about what you would expect as we get later into November. It had been unseasonably warm until this last cold front. We've dropped several degrees. Otherwise, a high rip current risk through the weekend. Onshore winds out of the east-southeast will be a little bit brisk at times, and there will be those few scattered showers that come in off the Atlantic every once in a while. It's not that it's not a beach weekend. It just may not be the prettiest all the time, but compared to others, some other parts of the country, right? Not too bad. I mean, Jeremy would tell you, based on the picture that he posted last evening on Twitter, that hey, our weather's really pretty nice overall. As we head into early next week, still not a whole lot of change. A southeasterly flow, partly sunny skies, mild temperatures, and a couple of showers every once in a while, but not a real well-organized or strong storm system. And then as we get into the middle of next week and we're approaching Thanksgiving, goodness gracious, how time flies. Wednesday, of course, would be traditionally the big travel day, not as big this year because of the pandemic, though still people are hitting the road or heading out onto the skies in traveling on jet by jet and moving about on the middle of the week on Wednesday, the big travel day. So we're looking at a front moving across the central part of the country and moving into the southeastern U.S. with some scattered showers. It does not look like an overly strong storm system by the time it gets to us, but there could be some fairly decent rain and even a thunderstorm threat from parts of the Gulf Coast up into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. Then that front advances toward Jacksonville later Wednesday into Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, it looks like. So a front in the area means the chance for a shower or two, but it looks like mild temperatures will continue mainly in the 70s all the way through Thanksgiving Day. Of course, we'll continue to update you on the holiday week forecast from the First Alert Weather Center as we go through the weekend right on into the early part of next week. In the tropics, we don't have a whole lot to be overly concerned about, finally, right? Southwestern Caribbean, we still have a disturbance, but it looks like now its proximity to land is going to limit development. Still bringing some heavy rain to Central America, but it does not look like it'll become a tropical depression or a tropical storm now. And then a disturbance looks like it'll be developing an area of low pressure to the east of the Bahamas over the weekend into early next week. That may try to take on some tropical or subtropical characteristics, but the key on that one is that it moves to the northeast, so it moves out over the open Atlantic. No land areas are going to be threatened. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.